Welcome, everyone. To start off, we'll do a little report on the visit to South Africa. You know that I was over there for a series of meetings held at Helderberg College. You all have a copy of the little flyer that went out. We thank the folk there for producing that. Presenting Cosmic Conflict, the God Who Makes Sense. So finally, we have the God Who Makes Sense as a little booklet that came out. In the end, it was a rather a rush job for me to get it all slimmed down to the right kind of size and format. But I do want to thank the folk out there in South Africa, particularly Jacques van der Heever, who put it together and got it printed there in Cape Town. When you do look at it, there are a few copies here. You'll notice that it's in English, as befits the folk there in South Africa. So this is the first printing, hopefully not the last. And this was provided for the series there. You see the topics that were undertaken there. There was a dozen of them, starting on a Friday night, 27th of May, finishing on the 4th of June, going over some, I think, rather interesting subjects. It was very interesting to see the reaction, too, from the folk there at the college church. They probably wondered what was going on the first night, you know, how that is. Everybody's getting to know each other, and I'm finding out what they're like, and they're finding out what I'm like. And what we did very simply was, since we had invited people in specifically for these meetings, people from the community, that we just had a little opening prayer, some instructions as to the facilities there. And then I was on for half an hour or so. And then after I'd spoken the presentation, then it was question and answer time. And that actually, I think, as people got into it, really worked exceptionally well. I enjoy the dialogue more, as you know from Sabbath School. And it was really fun to see the different people coming up, picking up the mic and asking some really significant questions. The whole series was recorded, videoed, so there should be some DVDs coming out. I hope they work over in the States here as well as in South Africa. We'll find out what the formats are and everything. You don't think so, Floyd? Oh, well, we'll see what we can do. At least we could even get the audio track and put that up. As I tell people, I have a good face for radio, so... Right, yeah, we can put it up there. There's a little brief report on Free Bible Ministry on the visit there with a little bit of a pictorial presentation. And I have to say, I certainly enjoyed myself. And the pastor seemed pleased and quite a lot of other folk. There was, I think, some honest disagreement and some good discussion, which is what I think we need more of in the church. I did play a little bit. Devil's advocate, sometimes I have to play that role.
You mean you didn't answer all the questions?
you didn't answer all the questions. You know, it's funny you should say that, Floyd, because they had all the audio-visual stuff down very well. And, you know, when I came up, it was, this is who it is, and this is the subject for tonight. And then when I was finished, it came up, question and answers. And it did that for 11 nights. And then on the last side, it said questions and questions, which rather reflected some of the comments that had come in from the people who had been attending, saying, you know, you don't always answer the question, or some of them, you don't ever answer the question, because you're trying to lead people on. And I don't like to short circuit the process. I think it's a good idea to invite people to think. One person says, you know, you keep on telling us we have to think, but it's painful. Thinking's painful. And I said, yeah, it's actually very true. However, once you've thought it through, you are at a much better place, I think, especially in your spiritual development, having worked out what all these things are about. So I want to thank the church there, the church board, Helderberg College Church, and the pastor, and Jacques van der Heever and his family, and the folk that I stayed with, David and Marita Mayer, and Bernard Ficker, and the list is endless. The Mason family, Michael and Andrew and their respective wives, all made me very, very welcome, took me out, showed me some more of the delights of the Cape Town area. So that was also very nice for me personally. I hope and pray we can do something like this again, because the subjects, as you see here, were very significant ones.
And was the school in session?
The school was actually in session. Thank you, Floyd. It probably wasn't the best time to be there because it was exam week. So unfortunately, even though students did attend, we didn't get too much of a chance for too much dialogue with the students, because they were doing all their final exams and so on. And also, the other issue was, of course, is that even though we are, 86 degrees Fahrenheit here? What's that in centigrade? Everything is in centigrade over there, of course. So kind of 30-ish, maybe even, or just under 30. We are having rain and cold winds there in Cape Town. So that did, I think, perhaps keep a few people away who might well have attended. I really did enjoy the opportunity to go on Friday morning and speak with the Christian Businessmen's Association that they have there. One of the members have invited some of those folk along who that he knew, and some of the other members knew, and they've been coming to some of the meetings. I didn't quite appreciate the time. 6 a.m. is a hard time to function. And it was really, but they were very kind, very generous, very gracious people. And I went in there and they were planning to do some of their studies. And they let me know a little bit about what they were doing, which was really good. And then they said, well, since you're here, you might as well give us a message. So I was on the spot. It was good to spend some time sharing together with them. So that's a little bit of what happened there in South Africa. And as I say, the main thing that came out of it in terms of something tangible other than the meetings and the DVD is the book that we have a very small quantity of. So if you want to avail yourselves of those, you're very welcome. And we thank those people over there who put it together. It is not an edited final version. That's my excuse for there still being a few little typos in it and things like that. So
how can we get it?
You can get a copy by reaching over there and my wife will give you one. There you go, Steve. And anybody who wants to get a copy, if they write to info@sabbathschoolonthemove.org or info@freebibleministry.org, we will see what we can do and get them out. That's what we gave to the people, and it is, how could I best say, it's backup material for the subjects primarily that we were dealing with in the meetings, and a little bit beyond that. The book is, of course, titled The God Who Makes Sense. So it's looking at a reasonable, a rational basis for what we believe. And I've been talking about this book for how many years now? 13, 14 years? So finally to have something out is good, even though it probably could be greatly expanded. Published in South Africa in Cape Town, although it doesn't say so in there. It just takes the raw copy of what I sent over. Of course, if we do it over here again, now we're going to have to change it back to American English. So somebody will need to go through for me, because I get so confused now. Is it controversy or controversy? And that's just the speaking aspect. I didn't get malaria, although I did spend a little time there's no malaria in Cape Town, of course, but I did stop over and go out to the east on my way out. So thankfully, it is the cold time of year and not too many mosquitoes and everything. Even moving into winter, really, with the weather. But we did have a wonderful day out on the Southern Ocean too. That was really wonderful. In the church there, it's mainly a white church, a lot of Afrikaners there, part of the community there. But it's, you know, it's mixed. And, of course, the college has quite a lot of black students studying there too. They have three churches on campus.
But the college no longer teaches in Afrikaans.
I'm not sure about that. I would guess that it's primarily in English. I did ask my host about the situation there in Stellenbosch University. And he says that they give lectures in both Afrikaans and in English. So it does help to know Afrikaans. And it would have helped me to know a bit of Afrikaans, actually, to understand exactly what was going on at times when there was a majority around me. But, and I think, if I remember correctly, there are more Afrikaans speakers in South Africa than English speakers.
But most of them, of course, are in the East.
Right, yeah. So, yes, I did mention that my grandfather had paid a visit to South Africa in about 1899, for those of you who know your history. And he wasn't on vacation. But he was Irish. I mean, that's so bizarre. Anyway, they didn't lynch me as a result. A good time there. Wonderful people. I hope we can stay in touch. And as I said to them, I hope this is not just the first and the last, but the beginning of a good ongoing relationship. It was truly a privilege to be out there and spend time together with those folk.
Next time, do Botswana as well.
Yeah, well, there was an invitation to go to Botswana and Namibia. So maybe we should look at that. And maybe next time we could have a few others come over. If you want to come and experience a little bit of South Africa. The airfare isn't too cheap, even in winter, but it was about $1,600 to go out. Once you're there, if you haven't been there, truly a beautiful place.